There's one Christmas miracle that is rarely we rarely ever hear anything about, and that is the miracle of the Christmas star. On top of Christmas trees, many people will put an angel, but many people will put a star on top of their tree. And it means a number of different things to a number of people. Now, only in Matthew 2 do we find the recorded event of the Christmas star. Don't find it anywhere else. If you have your Bible there, look here with me. First of all, verse number 2, it says, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Then verse 7, then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And then verses 9 and 10 follow along. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. These are the only places in the Bible that the star is mentioned, the star of Bethlehem, the Christmas star, the star of Christ. One man asked this question, what was the Christmas star? And of course, I don't know that I've ever heard anybody ask that question until I heard this man actually ask the question. What he then tried to do was he attempted to explain the scientific and astronomical way that the star had appeared. You know, let me just say this to all of us. You never have to explain away the miracles in the Bible. You just take them for what they say. And if it's only backed up by 3 verses or 4 verses or mentioned 4 times in the New Testament here in the book of Matthew through 3 verses, you take it for what it says and you get its context and you learn. And you don't have to explain anything away. And he explained in his answer to people on a radio program, the star in Matthew refers to more than just a star, that it could actually realistically refer to any kind of a heavenly body. That's what he said, any kind of heavenly body. But I want to draw your attention back to the word that is mentioned 4 times. It doesn't say heavenly body, it says star. And so we take it for what it says. And so he said it could be a star. He said it could be a planet. He said it could have been an asteroid or a comet or even a meteor of all things. I remember when Hale Bopp came through, and you could actually see it up in our sky. It didn't move very fast to us, but it was moving very fast up in space when you looked up at it. He said that the 3 most widely accepted explanations for the star of the Magi are these. Let me give you what the ones that are believed by most people. First of all, they believe it was a conjunction of planets, 2 planets being able to be seen. I was out on our porch tonight. In fact, when I went out and opened up the gate, I looked up and I saw 2 planets. I saw Venus shining very brightly, and I saw Saturn. And I thought, wow, and boy, Venus is just as bright as it can be tonight. And they believe, some people, that it was 2 planets moving together, the action or an instance or 2 or more events of things occurring at the same point or the same time, same thing in space. And so that's what they were looking at. Another one was they believed it might have been a supernova, a star that suddenly increases greatly in its brightness because of a catastrophic explosion. And that was explained that way. Why do Christians have to explain away what the Bible says? This man claimed to be a Christian. And then he said other people believe that it was simply a comet, like I've said to you a little bit ago, like Hale Bopp or any of the other ones. He went on to explain, and I'm going to quote him now. Listen very carefully. He says, we will assume that the Bible word for star refers to an astronomical object or phenomenon. That was his words. Then he said these, and I quote, he said, one idea that seems plausible is a phenomenon called a recurring nova, an easily visible nova, a star that suddenly increases in its brightness, as we said, that occurs once every decade or so. And he was giving these explanations. Well, after I heard this and I read this so-called explanation of the occurrence of the Christmas star, I had a Popeye moment. And I love Popeye moments because you've come to the end of your rope and like Popeye said, I've had all I can stands and I can't stands no more. I was tired of listening to a man try to explain away a miracle in the Bible. It doesn't need to be explained away. The Bible gives us the explanation. And I was listening to one who called himself a child of God, but I was not impressed with what he had to say. I felt more like I was listening to PBS radio, watching PBS TV, to where they might give an explanation. A while back, I remember there was a PBS special a number of years ago where they were explaining away the miracles that happened during the crossing of the Red, or the, the plagues that happened in Egypt. And one of the ways that they explained the blood water, when the water turned to blood, they said that there was a rock slide, a mudslide further down that had red dirt in it, and it turned all the water red. And I heard that and I thought, goodness, can't they just say what the Bible says? But on PBS, they're not going to believe what the Bible says. And they started to explain away everything that the Word of God has to say. All questions are completely settled. Understand this, when we hold this event simply to be miraculous, when we hold it to be what God said it was in His Word, it was a particular thing that happened, and obviously it was a miracle. It had not happened before. It had not happened 10 years previous or 100 years previous, and it has not happened since. It was not a recurring anything. It was simply a miracle, just like everything else connected with the birth of the Lord Jesus. This was a miracle. What would be wrong or unscholarly, and I say that very sincerely, about accepting this event just as a miracle? Why would we have to go to astronomy? Why would we have to go to a science book? Why would we have to go to a scholarly individual who has studied the planets, an astronomer maybe? Why would we have to go there as far as trying to find a way to explain or explain away the miracle of the Christmas star or the mystery of the Christmas star? Well, the truth of the matter is the virgin birth has no scientific explanation either, and neither does it need one. We just simply accept it as fact. That's what we do. And I'm one, just like you, my church family, just like you, my friends online tonight. We accept the Bible for what it says. Even if it doesn't make sense at first, we understand with a little bit of study that can go a very long way. We understand the Bible's really good at explaining itself. So the Christmas star had particular characteristics. I want to give you those tonight to show you how we understand this to be a miracle that God did. And I love this. First of all, I want you to notice this in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 2. The Bible calls this star His star. That's important. His star. It says, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen His star in the east, and are come to worship Him." This was a star called in Scripture as His. It didn't belong to anyone else. Didn't belong to the wise men, however many there were. Did not belong to Herod. Did not belong to the people. Did not belong to Simeon. Did not belong to anyone. It belonged to Him. The Bible says it was His star. And that's exactly right. Second, this was Jesus' star. And that has particular significance because it was a unique event. Don't forget that. A unique event strictly for the Lord Jesus. That's it. It was called His star. And I want you to notice something else about that. It does not say a star. It said His star. Secondly, notice this. The Bible says that the star, His star, appeared. And that simply means this, by a simple meaning of the language of the Bible, it means that it had not previously been seen. Emphasizing a very simple fact, in Scripture, the birth of Jesus was unique in every way. This star suddenly appeared. It had not been seen before. And I think that's interesting. The Bible says in verse 7, it says, "Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. It had not been seen before." In other words, there was a time that it showed up. A time on the calendar when it showed up. It appeared. Notice the third fact about this star. The Bible says that it appeared at a particular time. That's right. This miracle happened at a particular time. Not a number of times, not every 10 years, as explained by the man, not once a century or anything like that, but it appeared at a particular time. And the time was Jesus' birth. Look again at verse 7. The Bible says, "Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time that star appeared." And so it had a particular time. It appeared, boom, came out of nowhere, so to speak. It did not appear before. It was not traveling across the sky at that time. This was Jesus' star, and suddenly the star that had not been previously seen is now seen. Notice this, the star, the Bible says, went before them. It went before them, verse 9. And it's interesting here. The Greek grammar reveals this word where it says that the star went before them. It literally means that it was on the move. It was moving. It was moving in the sky, and they followed that star. Very interesting here, therefore indicating that this was not an astronomical phenomenon, but a miraculous divine act. There's no other way to explain it. It showed up out of nowhere, and then it moved right along, and these men followed that star. The Greek states that the star kept going before them. That's an imperfect verb, and it kept going. It didn't stop. It didn't go the other direction. The star was on the move. It kept going. Talk about a miracle. So every night that the wise men, however many there were, every night that the wise men saw the star, it was in a different place. And they were following the path of that star because it was on the move. And notice what it says in verse 9. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them. It kept going. It went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Now that means it stopped. It appeared out of nowhere. They followed the star because it kept moving and moving on. And then the Bible says that it stopped over where the child was. Miraculous in every way. Now, I want you to notice this. This is another interesting fact. Look at verse 9. The star went before them till. What does till have to do with it? The word till, it implies time and distance. Time and distance, and I'll show you what I mean. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. It was on the move, and then it stopped. It was not an astronomical event as far as how it was explained away. It was not a PBS special where it was some kind of a conjunction of planets or anything like that. This star appeared out of nowhere, moved until it got to where Jesus was, and it stopped. Do you see the picture? What a miracle this was. And then I want you to notice this. The Bible says here in verses 9 through 11, it says the star came and stood over where the young child was. What does that mean? In other words, the star traveled to Nazareth 2 years after his birth. How do we know that? If you have your Bible there, you can see this very clearly, verses 9 through 11. You see, and the Magi visited Mary and Jesus, the Bible says, in a house, according to verses 9 through 11. Not in a stable, not in a barn, not in a manger scene of any kind. But notice what the Word of God says. It's very clearly stated. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, not a stable, came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. They were no longer in Bethlehem. And Herod, if you remember, he put a decree. He wanted to know where the child was because he was threatened by a new king. And he had every male child 2 years of age and younger put to death because he was threatened. This happened 2 years. Jesus, the Bible says he was a young child. It doesn't say he was a babe in a manger. It says he was a young child, indicating that right now he was about 2 years of age. And the Bible says here that it came and stood over where the young child was. Wow. Miraculous in absolutely every way. So we know that from the time that the wise men, the magi, left where they were and got to this place, it was a number of years or at least months that had passed until the star stopped over the house. Notice that little phrase. They were in the house. They were in a house, not a stable. They were in a house. And they were no longer in Bethlehem, in the stable where Jesus was born. So we find these things about the star, the Christmas star, nothing short of a miracle, nothing short of the plain miraculous. The fact, if all we had was a simple phrase that said it was his star, for me, that's all I need. I don't need anything else because the Bible says this was Jesus' star. Wasn't my star? Wasn't Simeon's star? It wasn't Mary's star? It wasn't Joseph's star? It was Jesus' star. It appeared from nowhere. It moved along the way, guiding the wise men to where Jesus was, and they presented the gifts. All these things happened on a miraculous way. So the next time you look at your star on top of your Christmas tree, or today I was straightening up the auditorium, so I mean, you notice these trees up here have little, they're snowflakes that kind of look like stars. One of them had bit the dust. It was on the ground, and I picked it up and put it back on the tree and all the rest of it. But you think when you see a star on your tree or you've got decorations that way, don't just think of it as a pretty decoration. Think of it as a representation of a miracle that God did when Jesus was brought into this world. Everything about the birth of Christ was miraculous. Nothing was left undone or uncovered. And when he came into this world, prophecies were fulfilled concerning him. He was divinely and miraculously conceived in a virgin's womb. And then we see his star. We understand that this star belonged to the Lord Jesus. You have to remember, Mary was his mother. Father in heaven was his father. Joseph was his earthly daddy. He was born into a sinful world, and he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Swaddle was the same wrap that they wrapped the dead in. We have a song on one of our tapes that we've had for a long time. It said he was born in the shadow of a tree, and that's very, very true. He may have been born into this world, but here you had the cross that was before him. And even the star that led the Magi to the Christ child was a miracle. Everything about the birth of Christ was nothing short of a miracle. So when we read this, and I know on Christmas morning, many families are going to be reading Luke chapter 2, and they're going to read down through there about the birth of Christ was on this wise. I realize they're going to read that. But maybe if they were to go to Matthew and find out about the star, Matthew chapter 2, just reading down through verses 1 through 10, they see the only verses in the entire Bible that refer to Jesus, Jesus' star as his star. Only four times in three verses is it mentioned. Why do men have to explain away the miraculous when it can easily be explained? One might say, well, that's difficult to believe. Well, wait a minute. How hard is it to believe that God spoke and the universe came into existence? I said this earlier, but it says, do you believe in the Big Bang Theory? Oh, sure I do. God said it and bang, it happened. And that's exactly what happened. And God put it all together. If God can lean down and kneel down beside the water and take some mud and form a man, if he can take the rib from that man and he can make a woman from that, the one who spoke and the stars began to shine and all the rest of it, if God can do that, he can make a star appear. He can let that star guide those men as they came to where Jesus was. He can make that star stop exactly where it needed to stop. Nothing short of miraculous in every way. And I wanted to share that with us tonight simply to remind us, when I looked up and I saw Venus tonight, how brightly she shone. Beautiful planet, deadly if you lived on it, but it's a beautiful bright star. And then I looked up to the left just a little ways and there I saw Saturn in the sky. You're reminded, I wonder how bright that Jesus' star was. I just wonder how clearly it was seen. Probably time and again, it was seen extremely clearly. And that's what I wanted to share with you tonight, a simple Christmas thought. Here we are in a season, literally, of miracles. Miracle of the birth of Christ, the miracle and mystery of the Christmas star. And just like the man that got me to the point to where I had a Popeye moment, I had had all I could stands and I couldn't stands no more. And by the way, he was on a Christian station here in Colorado Springs at that time, and he was being interviewed by an older gentleman who's no longer with us. I know he's no longer on the radio. And as Bob Grant interviewed this man, I listened and I listened and I listened. And I thought, boy, you don't have to explain it away. You just have to believe what the Bible says.